Hearing Yusra Mardini speak in Geneva, it seems barely possible that this is the same teenager who pulled 20 fellow Syrians to safety when their boat's motor cut out in the Mediterranean Sea. Her latest challenge is perhaps even harder in her new role as the UN Refugee Agency's youngest goodwill ambassador. In addition to training for the 2020 Olympic Games and studying for exams in Berlin, which is her home now, Yusra's task is to challenge misconceptions and scapegoating of refugees.
We talk about everything happened with refugees. You know, a lot of people came to Germany from Syria and it was huge, and a lot of people didn't understand what happened. Even it was hard for the Syrians and for the Germans also. So I am now trying to speak out loud in Germany also and to spread more the story so I can reach the people and I can let the idea come to their minds that refugees are actually humans and normal people also who can do a lot of stuff like them.
With her long black hair, jeans and big smile, Yusra seems far too young and lightly built to have carried out such heroics in the middle of the Mediterranean Sea. But when the drama happened, she did what many people far older than her would surely be unable to do, jumping into the water along with her sisters and hauling the stricken vessel to the Greek coastline. They joined hundreds of thousands of other Syrians fleeing conflict in their home country on the perilous and deadly sea route to Europe. After finding refuge in Germany, Yusra pursued her love of swimming. She trained for 3 hours a day and earned herself a place on the Olympic refugee team that competed in Rio. Ahead of the next Summer Games in Tokyo, she intends to visit Japan this summer to prepare the way for the 2020 refugee team, which she hopes will capture the public's imagination as it did in Brazil. But she hopes that displaced athletes won't need to compete forever.
Of course, I'm really hoping that the next Olympics there will be a new refugee Olympic team. And I'm sure that all the world is supporting that because it was a really good idea. And all of us had actually the chance to speak out. And a lot of people now knows us, what we did and how we competed at the Olympics. Of course, we wish that it will be again in Tokyo and that the team will stay. Maybe, of course, we don't want to say forever because we wish that there is no refugees anymore, but till these issues are done.
Despite the sober surroundings of the UN in Geneva, Yusra is refreshingly full of smiles. Her campaign to win over hearts and minds is accomplished here with flying colours. During her press conference, she laughs. A Swiss journalist wonders if a German correspondent's question about adjusting to life in Berlin is really more about how many medals she might win for her newly adopted country.
They opened their doors for us, which a lot of countries didn't do that or didn't have actually the opportunity to welcome us. It was great because it was like really fast, and I don't think they had a lot of places for refugees, and they created places like old schools or something like that, and we had like something like to call home.
Grateful though she is to Germany for giving her shelter, Yusra remains proudly Syrian, and she says she intends to go back there as soon as she can. I can't change the situation in my country, but I can try, she says. Daniel Johnson, United Nations, Geneva.